From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And we're going to spend some time now with actor Tom Hanks, or should I say Larry Crown, the hero of his new movie, also called Larry Crown. But Hanks isn't just the star, he's also the director and co-writer. In the film, Larry is a loyal employee at a big box store, U-Mart. He loves his job and he knows a lot about his merchandise. But he gets fired, he's told, because he never went to college. So Larry dusts himself off and heads to community college. There he meets a margarita-swilling speech teacher played by Julia Roberts, and she has some navigation issues of her own.
Oh, I'm just drowning out the GPS.
Please enter.
See? It never stops.
Well, no wonder. That's a map genie. Back when I sold you such things, I would have steered you toward a vortex, because the map genie has... it's very complicated.
Oh. Well, no wonder the auto-on feature is engaged. So, menu, select... features, auto, voice select, change, yes, on, off, off, change, yes, save, and back, and exit.
It was fun watching you in the U-Mart.
Oh, yeah.
It made me wonder if you spend time in Kmarts or Walmarts or...
Of late, I go to places like Kmart and Walmart when I am in location in other places. And I was here in L.A. and I was doing some Christmas shopping out in the valley, and I went to a Target, and I swear it was such a big store that you could see the curvature of the earth as you look down the main Broadway aisle that went all the way to the other end of the store. When we were scouting for our film, and we ended up shooting in a Kmart. And I was amazed by the bargains. I bought everything from... a 50-pound sack of Japanese rice, a pitcher for iced tea, a fishing pole. I bought some nice kind of like sandals, open-toed mandals, you know, those kind of things that you wear in the summertime.
Do you wear them with or without socks?
Without socks. I'm not from Denmark.
You're pretty comfortable in the kitchen in this film. Do you do a lot of cooking yourself?
I'm really great at breakfast, man. I tell you, I'm the happy morning guy in my house. Breakfast is my thing. Get out of my way. I can put on a breakfast table that, honestly, we could charge, you know, $40 and call it a Sunday brunch. I could do a 20-minute segment on, what is it, the Roving Kitchen? What's the name of that show? That
oh, thing? Splendid Table. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, that's it. That's it. Yeah, that's the one. I don't know, breakfast with a cup of coffee and a click and clack, the Tappet Brothers playing in the background.
Of course.
That's a fine Saturday or Sunday.
Your character... Larry Crown, he has to reinvent himself, and he does that in part by starting to take classes at a community college. And you yourself spent some time at a junior college, and that's where you met someone who helped inspire this character?
Well, I went to 2 years of junior college right out of high school because I had nowhere else to go, really. I didn't have the grades or the finances to go to a real university. In my classes, which were all those kind of like ology 101 classes, you know, self-sociology 101, zoology 101. I was sitting sometimes right next to people who were twice my age, mothers whose kids had gone out of the house, or there were divorced guys. There were people there who were retired and taking on new jobs. And there were also guys who were just back from Vietnam, because this was 74, 75. And we were in the same exact boat as far as our fears go and our possibilities for what the future was. I was just starting out in my adult life, and they were all starting out brand new versions of what their adult life was going to be. And that did always stick with me as this kind of great meeting place for cross-generational learning.
Mr. Hanks, you not only star in this movie, you also co-wrote and directed this film. And that means that you're the guy who calls the shots.
You bet.
And as good as that feels, I wonder if there's a moment where you weren't quite sure of what to do, if you questioned your own judgment and perhaps wished for just a second that Steven Spielberg or Robert Zemeckis was there behind the camera to give you a little bit of guidance.
Well, they sort of are, because, you know, I've been to a clinic every time I've gone to work as an actor with all of the directors that I've worked with. Directing a movie, certainly writing a movie and then directing the result of that script is a real, it's a personal virus that you have to fight. It's a fever that you get that takes you over. And from the moment I decided to direct the film, I thought, well, what would Nora Ephron do in this position? What would Jonathan Demme do? What would Steven do? What would Bob Zemeckis do? And they're never the same exact things. But what they would do is they would they would plow forward. You're always protecting the color and the timber and the shade, the tenor, whatever descriptive word you want to use for what the movie is somewhere on the storytelling graph. And that comes down to the guy who makes the film.
So while you're doing all this, you're also the guy that stars in the film. So when do you ever get a moment to catch your breath?
Well, you don't, but you understand that it's a sprint. I must say that, you know, I'm in costume. I'm there. The whole thing is in one's head and laid on anyway. I don't want to discount the amount of work that goes in prior to it, because that's where the real preparation is. On the day, on the set, getting ready for the shot, it's not all that different from other positions that I've been lucky enough to be in as an actor, where you work all day, you're in more or less every scene, and the best place to be is right next to the camera all day, so you're just ready to step into it when the lights are set. That's not that different. The big difference is in the 6 months prior to that day. That's when it's hard to go back and forth between being a director who wants to tell a story with a specific sort of sound and look to it, as opposed to the actor just saying, and what am I going to say here exactly, and why am I saying it? That's where the battle between being a director and actor is really fought.
This movie is really about reinvention, and it made me wonder, if you weren't as good as you are at what you do, if you weren't acting or directing or writing or...
I mean, if I wasn't in
scoping the world, if you weren't in show business, yeah, what would you be doing instead?
Well, this is a movie that is about the battle against cynicism, of not giving in to that form of cynicism. And I think if I wasn't in show business, I would still be a guy who has little cynicism. I mean, I have kept my sense of humor, and I kind of like wake up in a positive outlook as much today as I did when I was 8 years old, according to my own memory. And if I had my druthers, I think I would get the most satisfaction by being like a tour guide at some great historical location. Have you ever taken, for example, the Circle Line in New York City?
Yes, I have.
All right. I went on the Circle Line when we were doing Bonfire of the Vanities. This is how long ago. And this older gentleman, he must have been in his 60s. He kept up the most gracious conversation. He talked about how the Maxwell House Coffee Factory over in New Jersey. He said on the days when you were growing up, the smell of coffee would come across the river, and you could smell it in Lower Manhattan. And I swear when he said that, I thought I could smell the coffee myself that day. It's those kind of, that's the job that I would love to have, because I'd still be telling stories somehow. And I'd still be able to, I think, be searching out the least cynical stories to tell.
You know, you still can. Tom Hanks is a docent.
Not bad. What's not? You know what? As soon as Larry Crown opens, I'm going to start giving tours at Independence Hall in Philadelphia.
I'd sign up.
Listen, you'd have a good time. And you'd learn a few things, too.
Tom Hanks, it's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Hey, everybody, send in those pledge checks.
And you might get a coffee mug.
Thank you.
Tom Hanks, his new movie is Larry Crown, and it opens next week. During our interview, he also confessed to a love affair that, in his words, has taken over his life. You can hear about Tom Hanks' passion for vintage typewriters at npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.